We're going to read Romans 2.
Vamos a leer Romanos 2.
Yeah. And we'll read it in both English and Spanish. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same things.
Por tanto, no tienes excusa tú, quien quiera que seas, cuando juzgas a los demás, pues al juzgar a otros, te condenas a ti mismo, ya que practicas las mismas cosas.
Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth.
Ahora bien, sabemos que el juicio de Dios contra los que practican tales cosas se basa en la verdad.
So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment?
Por tanto, no tienes excusa tú, quien quiera que seas, cuando juzgas a los demás, pues al juzgar a otros te condenas a ti mismo, ya que practicas las mismas cosas.
The same.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance?
¿No ves que desprecias las riquezas de la bondad de Dios, de su tolerancia y de su paciencia al no reconocer que su bondad quiere llevarte al arrepentimiento? Ricky's going to help me because Chris doesn't know how to spend that story.
True.
Check, 1, 2. All right. A couple of weeks ago, I went to eat in a restaurant with a friend of mine. And my friend took his young daughter. And we were sitting on the table. The waitress that was attending us was very extremely amicable. It's a Thailand food place that's very good that he loves. Every time that I go there, they treat me very well. And that day, they were also treating us very well. And the waitress kept on looking at the little girl and said, "Oh, what a beautiful little girl." And brought her something special. Little girl's eyes just opened up. She was so happy. And then her dad touched her on the shoulder to the little girl and told her, "What do you say?" And so the little girl, with a quiet and tranquil voice, she says, "Thank you." So at that very moment, they bring us the food. And they start serving us the food. And they serve us all the food. And when they serve us the food, we continue talking. And the little girl was touching his dad's shoulder. Insisting on him. Consistent. Until dad kind of turned around a little bit miffed. And he said, "When dad is speaking, do not bother. What do you want?" And so a little girl turns around and looks at her dad, looks at the food, looks at the waitress, and he asks his dad, "What do you say?" Dad turns red. He turns red. Because the little girl was teaching us a lesson. And the story we just read, Paul is writing to a group of Christians that had forgotten to say thank you when their food was served. But when they saw that other people didn't thank, they would criticize. Gentiles and Jews that now lived in Rome, that hadn't come to know Jesus, now had the necessity to live together. And even though they were Christians,
a pesar de tener una fe en Jesucristo,
even though they had faith in Christ,
muchos de ellos vivieron experiencias juntos.
Many of them lived experiences together.
Dice la historia,
the story tells us
que muchos de los cristianos fueron evacuados de Roma,
that many of the Christians were evacuated from Rome.
Y luego otro rey los trajo de regreso.
And then another king brought them back. So there's a lot of things they had gone through together. They had a lot of stuff in common. But there are also a lot of differences. There were different ways of seeing things. And these things caused a lot of tension and a lot of division. And many of these things had to do with moral laws, had to do with sins, had to assume real situations that had to be treated in a real way. And Paul starts speaking to them. And he starts telling them. And he tells them, you guys are conscious. You are very conscious that those things you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do those things. If you read a chapter before, there's a long list of things they were practicing. And Paul tells them, you should not be practicing those things. And when Paul tells them that, chapter 2 starts, that we just read. And that's why he tells them, knowing these things, you have no excuse. You cannot fake that you don't know what we're talking about. Because those of you who speak against those things, because those of you who criticize those who do those same things, the saddest thing is that you yourself do the same thing. You yourself practice the things you are criticizing. In other words, Paul says, it's easy to see what he is doing wrong. It's easy to see what he's doing wrong. But it's a lot harder to see what we ourselves are doing wrong. And many times, it's the same thing we criticize. It's the same thing we go ahead and do. Has that ever happened to you? That you criticize something to then notice that, hey, you do the same thing? Has that happened to you? Yes? For some reason, we believe that we're justified to go ahead and criticize other things. We go ahead and say, justify ourselves, no, you don't know my situation. You say, I have a valid reason to do those things. But when we see other people do it, then we become very critical of it. The curious thing about it, or the sad thing about it, is that the Bible tells us that when you and I do that, we condemn ourselves. We ourselves become judges of ourselves. And me as a judge, I'm very lousy at it. I'm not a good judge. Because my flesh beats me. And so when we criticize others, and we do the same thing, we ourselves become our own judges. Many times, we are so accustomed to living a certain way that we don't even notice the things we do. We do them so automatically. We do them as a default. And we don't notice. And we become insensible to our own faults. We become insensible to our own mistakes and errors. We have a lot of blind spots.
Pero podemos ver
but we can see what other people are doing wrong.
Y nos cuesta trabajo.
And it's difficult
ver lo que hay en nuestras propias vidas.
To see what's in our own lives.
We have a lot of blind spots about ourselves.
Así que tenemos muchas puntos ciegos en nosotros.
Verse 2 tells us
el segundo versículo nos dice
that we also have a lot of blind spots
de que
about
también
the
tenemos,
way we see other people.
También tenemos puntos ciegos de cómo vemos a otras personas.
Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth.
Ahora vemos, sabemos que el juicio de Dios contra los que practican tales cosas se basa en la verdad.
God's judgment of us,
el juicio de Dios sobre nosotros,
is based on truth.
Está basado en la verdad.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
God truly knows you.
Dios verdaderamente nos conoce.
Fully,
completamente,
completely. There is nothing about you that is hidden from God.
No hay nada de usted que esté escondido de Dios.
Every experience you have ever had,
cualquier experiencia que ha tenido,
every pain that has ever shaped you.
Todo dolor que le ha moldeado.
God knows what it was like for you growing up.
Dios sabe cómo fue para usted cuando estaba creciendo.
God knows your desires and intentions.
Dios conoce nuestras intenciones y nuestros deseos.
Your favorite kind of ice cream.
Nuestro helado favorito.
And your deepest fear.
Y nuestro temor más profundo.
There are a million different things that make you, you.
Hay un millón de cosas que le hace usted, usted.
And a million different things that are behind every decision you make.
Y un millón de cosas que están detrás de todas las decisiones que usted toma.
God knows each and every one of them.
Dios sabe cada una de ellas.
Because God truly knows you.
Porque Dios verdaderamente nos conoce.
And God's judgment is based on truth.
Y el juicio de Dios está basado en la verdad.
Let me ask you.
Déjeme preguntarle.
How well do I know you?
¿Qué tan bien los conozco?
Do I truly know you?
¿Lo conozco verdaderamente?
Of course not.
Claro que no.
My wife Bethany and I have been married for 19 years.
Su esposa Bethany y él están casados por 19 años.
There is no one who knows me better.
No hay nadie que lo conozca mejor.
And no one I know better.
Y nadie que se conozca mejor.
And yet we are still learning things about each other.
Y aún así están conociendo cosas del uno al otro.
She still surprises me.
Ella lo sorprende de vez en cuando.
And I still make her scratch her head.
Y ella de vez en cuando, él le hace de vez en cuando rascarse la cabeza.
And so if I don't know my wife fully,
así que si no conocemos a nuestra esposa completamente,
how can I expect to know anyone else fully?
¿Cómo esperamos conocer a otros completamente?
How can I know you well enough?
¿Cómo podemos conocer a usted tan bien?
To judge you accurately.
Para juzgarle en una manera precisa.
Fairly.
Justa.
I am only a human being.
Soy solo un ser humano.
As Rodrigo said.
Como dijo Rodrigo.
Or to put it more clearly.
O para ponerlo más claro.
I am not God.
Yo no soy Dios.
I don't truly know the person I'm judging.
Yo verdaderamente no conozco la persona que estoy juzgando.
And even though I don't like to admit it,
y aunque no me gusta reconocerlo,
I am full of bias.
Estoy lleno de preconcepciones.
And prejudice.
Prejuicios.
I am broken.
Estoy quebrado.
And impacted by sin and ego.
Impactado por el pecado y el ego.
And all of those things distort my ability.
Y todas esas cosas distorsionan mi habilidad.
Your ability.
Tu habilidad.
To judge another person accurately.
De juzgar a otra persona precisamente.
What the scriptures are trying to tell us.
Lo que las escrituras nos tratan de decir.
Is that judgment of another person.
Es que el juicio a otra persona.
Is God's work alone.
Es el trabajo de Dios y solo de él.
God is the only one capable.
Dios el único que es capaz.
Of sitting in that seat.
De sentarse en ese asiento.
Because God's judgment alone.
Porque el juicio de Dios solamente.
Is based on truth.
Está basado en la verdad. How many are thankful that the judgment of God is based on truth? Thankful that God in his goodness
y en su
and his truthfulness is who can judge us.
Pero eso también nos llama a nosotros.
But that also calls us
a que estemos alertas.
To be an alert.
¿Por qué?
Because, why?
Porque no importa qué tan bien podamos escondernos.
Because it doesn't matter how well we can hide.
No importa qué tan bien podamos fingir.
It doesn't matter how well we can fake it.
Tarde que temprano.
Sooner or later.
Dios en su justo juicio.
God in his just judgment.
Nos va a pedir cuentas.
Is going to bring us to account. Of what we do and how we behave.
Para los judíos del tiempo,
for the Jews at the time,
ellos pensaban que simplemente por ser judíos,
they believed that simply because they were Jewish,
por ser el pueblo de Dios,
because they were the people of God,
podían salirse con la suya,
they can get away with things
y hacer lo que quisieran,
and do what they want.
Muchas veces,
many times,
yo trato,
I try
humanamente,
as a human being
de salirme con la mía,
to get away with things.
De ver hasta dónde puedo llegar,
to see how far I can get
sin que Dios se enoje conmigo,
without God being upset with me.
O sin que Dios se dé cuenta,
or without God noticing.
Sin embargo,
I can't think of the word. However, thank you. I can't think of the word. Sorry. However,
el justo juicio de Dios,
the just judgment of God,
no se basa en raza,
it's not based on race or in exclusivity. But in our concrete actions. That if today you and I who are here, we have the capacity to accept, to look into inside ourselves and repent, then God, He one day will judge us. I ask you a question. You may be yes or maybe no. You battle in judging others. Ask yourself that question. Answer that question in yourself. Do you like gossip? Oh, I love gossip. And the question we need to reflect on today. Why do we worry so much for what we feel other people do wrong? When in our own lives there's things that we need to allow God to work. I ask you one more time the question. Why do we worry so much with what other people do wrong? Where in our own lives, there are a lot of things that need to be fixed by God. But the good news is that when we come to God and we ask Him to take control of our lives and we give to Him all these things, the Word says that He forgives us. And He gives us the comfort, thank you, that we need in our lives.
As Rodrigo just asked,
como preguntó ahorita Rodrigo,
why are we so concerned about other people?
¿Por qué estamos tan preocupados por las otras personas?
When our own lives need plenty of attention.
Cuando nuestras propias vidas necesitan bastante atención.
Verse 4 asks a similar question.
El versículo 4 hace una pregunta similar.
Have you forgotten that God's intention is to lead you to repentance?
¿No ves que la expresa?
It's not quite up there,
that's
but
that one.
I'm paraphrasing. Yeah.
¿No ves que al no reconocer esto, Dios te quiere llevar a arrepentimiento? La bondad de Dios te quiere llevar a arrepentimiento.
Perfect. See, what verse 4 does,
lo que el versículo 4 hace,
is that it invites you to change.
Es que te invita a ti a cambiar.
God calls you to transformation.
Dios te llama a ti a ser transformado.
Don't worry about the speck in your neighbor's eye.
No te preocupes lo que tiene dentro de tu ojo de tu vecino.
When you have a plank in your own.
Cuando tienes algo mayor en tu propio ojo.
And verse 4 says that God has shared with us His riches.
El versículo 4 dice que Dios ha compartido con nosotros sus riquezas.
What is God rich in?
¿Qué es lo que tiene Dios es rico? ¿Qué es lo que en qué Dios es rico?
Kindness
en
and
amabilidad
patience.
Y paciencia.
The very things that our souls need,
lo que nuestras almas necesitan,
have been offered to us.
Los ha sido ofrecido a nosotros.
The very things we long for,
lo que más deseamos,
have been extended to us
se nos
by
ha extendido
grace.
Por la gracia.
And yet, when we sit in the seat of judgment,
pero aun cuando nosotros nos sentamos en el asiento de juicio,
what we are saying,
lo que estamos diciendo,
is that we don't need patience or kindness,
es que no necesitamos amabilidad y paciencia,
because we know what is best,
porque sabemos cuál es, qué es lo mejor.
We don't need mercy,
no necesitamos misericordia,
because we have it all figured out,
porque tenemos todo ya
God,
solucionado.
I know who is right.
Dios, yo sé quién está correcto.
I know who is wrong.
Yo sé quién está equivocado.
I've identified the correct viewpoint.
Yo he identificado el punto de vista correcto.
And I know what that person deserves.
Y yo sé lo que esa persona merece.
Judgment easily leads to arrogance.
El juicio nos lleva fácilmente a la arrogancia.
And arrogance, friends,
y la arrogancia, amigos,
distances us from each other,
nos separa del uno al otro,
and from the riches of God.
Y las riquezas de Dios.
When I sit in the seat of judgment,
cuando yo me siento en el asiento de juicio,
I cannot receive God's riches.
Yo no puedo recibir las riquezas de Dios.
Because I don't think that I need them.
Porque yo no pienso que las necesito.
Now the opposite of judgment is humility.
Lo opuesto del juicio es la humildad.
This is what we are called to.
Esto es lo que Dios nos llama.
We are called to repent.
Nos llama al arrepentimiento.
To worry about the plank in our own eye.
A preocuparnos de la espiga en el propio ojo.
Plank, that's a hard word probably, yes. Before we worry about the speck in our neighbors.
Antes de preocuparnos de la cosa pequeña que tienen sus ojos en nuestro vecino.
And so what if instead of judgment,
así que tal que en vez de juicio,
we showed the people in our lives,
mostremos a las personas en nuestras vidas,
our friends, our family,
a nuestros amigos, nuestra familia,
that person on Facebook,
la persona en Facebook,
you know who I'm talking about.
Se sabe de qué estamos hablando.
What if we showed the people in our lives,
¿qué tal si le mostramos a la gente en nuestras vidas,
the same thing God has shown us,
lo mismo que Dios nos muestra a nosotros,
patience,
paciencia
and kindness,
y amabilidad.
Instead of judgment,
en vez de juzgar,
what if we shared with others,
¿qué tal si compartimos con otros,
what God has so generously shared with us,
lo que Dios generosamente ha compartido con nosotros?
If we did that,
si hiciéramos eso,
it would change our lives,
cambiaría nuestras vidas,
and perhaps even the world,
y tal vez el mundo entero.
So Romans 2,
así que Romanos 2,
judgment,
juicio,
fun,
divertido.
It's a passage that reminds us,
es un pasaje que nos recuerda,
that we are not meant to sit in the seat of judgment,
que no estamos destinados a sentarnos en el asiento de juicio,
because often we are doing the same things ourselves,
porque últimamente a veces estamos haciendo las mismas cosas nosotros,
and only God is capable of accurately judging us,
y solo Dios es capaz de precisamente en una manera precisa juzgar.
And so instead of judgment,
así que en vez de juzgar,
we are called to be people,
somos llamados a ser personas,
who are honest and humble about our own lives,
que somos honestos y humildes de nuestra propia vida,
turning toward God in repentance,
volteándonos hacia Dios en arrepentimiento,
and following God's lead,
y siguiendo la guianza de Dios,
by showing kindness and patience,
mostrando amabilidad y paciencia,
to those we are tempted to judge,
hacia esas personas que tenemos la tentación de juzgar.
This is not easy.
Esto no es fácil.
This is a difficult calling.
Esto es algo difícil.
God knows this.
Dios sabe eso.
And so God gives us his riches.
Así que Dios nos da sus riquezas.
And things like this table.
Como esta mesa.
This meal.
Esta cena.
Here when we gather around this table.
Aquí cuando nos reunimos alrededor de esta mesa.
We receive patience and kindness.
Recibimos paciencia y amabilidad.
We are reminded of God's mercy toward us.
Somos recordados de la misericordia de Dios hacia nosotros.
But we are also reminded
pero también nos recordamos
that God is with us.
Que Dios está con nosotros.
When we are being hypocritical,
cuando estamos siendo hipócritas,
God is with us.
Dios está con nosotros.
When we are tempted to judge,
cuando somos tentados a juzgar,
God is with us.
Dios está con nosotros.
In all of our brokenness,
en toda nuestra quebrantadura,
in all of our sin,
en todo nuestro pecado,
God is with us.
Dios está con nosotros.
And God feeds us.
Y Dios nos da a nosotros.
Gives us what we need.
Nos da lo que necesitamos.
To be the people we are called to
para
be.
Para ser las personas que Dios ha llamado a ser.
This meal reminds us of that.
Esta comida nos recuerda de eso.
On the night when Jesus was betrayed,
la noche que Jesús fue traicionado,
he broke bread,
rompió el pan,
gave thanks,
dio gracias,
and gave it to his disciples, saying,
y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo,
take and eat.
Comen esto.
This is my body,
este es mi cuerpo,
given for you,
dado por ustedes.
And he poured out the cup,
y también,
and he gave thanks,
derramó la copa y dio gracias,
and he gave it to his disciples,
y la dio a sus discípulos.
And said,
y dijo,
this cup is the new covenant.
Esta copa es un nuevo pacto.
It tells you about
te dice
the new relationship you can have
la nueva
with
relación
me.
Que tenemos.
Friends,
amigos,
you are invited
usted está invitado
to share in this meal today.
A compartir en esta cena.
We are going to have two stations this morning.
Vamos a tener dos estaciones esta mañana.
The bread and the cup will be here.
El pan y la copa estarán de aquel lado.
And the bread and the cup will be in the back.
Y el pan y la copa estarán atrás.
You can go to any station you'd like.
Usted puede ir a cual estación que se quiera.
Tear off a piece of bread.
Rompa un pedazo de pan.
And dip it in the cup.
Y póngalo en la copa.
And then you may eat it.
Y después lo puede comer.
We have gluten-free crackers.
Tenemos galletas well. De gluten libres de gluten.
This meal is a gift.
Esta cena es un regalo.
It reminds us that we are loved.
Nos recuerda que somos amados.
In all of our brokenness.
En toda nuestra quebrantadura.
And that God is with us.
Y que Dios está con nosotros.
Feeding us.
Nos está dando de llenando.
What we need to be the people we are called to be.
De lo que necesitamos ser para ser las personas que Dios ha llamado a ser.
Friends, the gifts of God for the people of God.
Amigos, los regalos de Dios para la gente de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Chris, Mike, if you'd come up. Yep. So I take that. There you go. Thank you. Thanks, friend. Good.
Pueden pasar y compartir esta cena.